Hello, young professionals. My name's Michael Goff, and here today we have the honour and privilege of having a little chat to Ramakrishna Kapagantu. So Ramakrishna is the current IEEE Region 10 Asia-Pacific Director, and Ramakrishna has previously worked as the General Manager of the Power Grid Corporation of India Limited since 1991. Currently, Ramakrishna works on various solar projects in and around his region and globally. So first of all, thank you for joining us, Ramakrishna.
Thank you.
No worries.
You're welcome.
It's an honour and I guess a privilege to take a little bit of your time to go over a little bit about your career and what initiatives that are here for young professionals globally and within Region 10. So first of all, just a little bit about yourself and your background, Ramakrishna. Could you just inform us about that?
Yeah, I'm a normal average salaried person. Why I'm telling is a normal volunteer having a passion for volunteering all through my life, and I've been doing this right from my school days, serving for the Scouts, serving for the National Social Service Forum, and similarly when I grown up and I got into the job, you know, not as a student member, but definitely when I started my career, I joined the IEEE in 90s, and it is a brilliant thing what IEEE gave me back, and I'm totally thankful to IEEE for making me a perfect person, which I'm looking today. The reason is, few days, I mean, back when we discuss about how IEEE molds individuals, it should see the before they become the IEEE members and after they get experienced. Maybe after a few years, how the personality changes, how they deal with things, how they deal with the situations, and how they fight the problems and challenges, that really shows what IEEE contributes to the individuals of the society as a whole.
That's amazing. Now, thank you, Ramakrishna. And as you have explained, you have, a wealth of knowledge in that power, sector and area within you've worked in the last couple of decades. And we'd just like to understand your journey and how you've come to it today and the steps and initiatives that you've taken to get to where we are today.
Yeah, in my career, you know, I am an electrical graduate from National Institute of Technology in Jaipur, India, Rajasthan. And I did my master's in automation controls. And currently, definitely inspired by the IEEE colleagues, I'm doing my PhD in smart grids in the National Institute of Technology, and most likely I'll complete in this year. And apart from this, I feel that my company, National Thermal Power Corporation, in the beginning which I joined, and later on the Power Grid Corporation of India Limited, these are the set points for my career, and they promoted all my activities, all my involvement, all my knowledge to a greater heights. And I feel that, you know, I have to give back, and I did so. The most measurable or the significant achievement, what I feel probably is the introduction to the Indian power sector we brought around, working for 8 years from 94 to 2002, the availability-based tariff, the Indian medicine for the power problems, and it is a turnaround, a sea change happened from 2002 onwards, and, you know, the Indian power grid, it was a role model for other countries, and it became a member of the VLPGO, very large power grids across the world, and we have contributed a lot in that. Similarly, from the regulatory side, a lot of regulations were brought in, the grid code and the open access. These were the things, to say a few, I implemented, especially in the southern part of India, handling about 50 gigawatt of power generated by the central generators and state generators. And the grid discipline brought, I can proudly say that for about 10 to 12 years, when I was in the helm of affairs in the regional load dispatch center, there was no major grid disturbance and no consumer is affected to that extent in any way. This is my major contribution, I feel.
No, that's sensational. You mentioned briefly smart grid technology.
Yes.
You know, I guess what's shaped your career and where you are today. In particular, with your role in the Indian Smart Grid Pilot Project, over your various years of contribution and works, can you just give a little bit of detail about what this entailed? And very briefly, for all our listeners out there, what smart grids are and what smart grid technology is, and then I guess how that's shaped and got you to where you are in terms of your work.
Yeah, smart grid is, in my words, I can say it is the making every component of the grid smart. It could be generation part, it could be a transmission part, or it could be a distribution part.
Right.
And the ingredients definitely are not only the power systems, knowledge or economics or markets, but also we had to embed into that the communication technologies as well as the information technologies. And it creates big data, and big data handling is a challenge today, everybody knows. And how to make use of this data for the best and optimal use of the grid is the real outcome. And smart grids is essential today, especially for developing countries like India. The reason is power is a highly capital-intensive industry, and we need to meet 10% growth in power every year means we need to spend at least $1 million or something like that. And to cope up with that, it was felt that why don't we utilize the existing infrastructure more optimally, and then the smart grids came into the picture. Mm. The most efficient way the existing infrastructure can be utilized, and this is how the demands of the consumers were met. And in the process, actually this all cropped up in India with the first ever smart grid international conference happened in Mysore in 2010.
Right.
So that paved the way, because the national government, the Indian government, has formed a national advisory forum headed by Dr. Sam Pitroda, who brought the changes, sea changes in the communication industry in India. So in the smart grids, he was heading the forum, and he was the chief guest for our the IEEE function held at Infosys Campus Mysore in 2010, which was attended by more than 500 delegates. And during that inauguration, he was asking IEEE to submit a white paper to be developed what really smart grid means for the Indian conditions. So the committees then sat and worked out a white paper. Within 3 months we submitted, and today I can proudly say that exactly what IEEE has submitted, the Indian government is following the same pattern of the working groups, and they started off with the pilots, and a lot of investments is going. And I can proudly say that it's in Indian rupees, it is 200,000-300,000 Indian rupees, are 300,000 crores of Indian rupees are being spent, envisaged in the next 10 years for the smart grids, so that we need not go invest extra money, but with the existing infrastructure, by deploying smart grids, and not only the power, but also the water situation, the gas situation, all things can be controlled, they were thinking to make it smart cities all as well. So this has kicked off a lot, and thanks to IEEE as well, and the initiatives taken by the government of India and the policies adhered to.
Yeah, it's amazing what, I guess the challenges and the what you've had to overcome to get that through has just been, and as you've said, in India, there's a lot of challenges that you've had to face to get that through and get smart technology across the line. So it's amazing, I guess, having that reward at the end of it, that it's been justified in your work.
Yeah, actually, awareness is a big issue. Understanding the concepts, the consequences of smart grids, and translating into the end user arena, it's a big challenge for us. And I'm proud to be part of the Power Grid Corporation. The reason is the national government, the central government of India, has chosen Power Grid to be an advisor or to run some smart grid pilot projects and all initially. And the Power Grid has called an open collaboration from different industries and participants, and we got around 70 collaborators from institutes, academia, manufacturers, who all participate in the smart grids across the globe.
Mm.
And all these firms, they came forward, and we wanted to do a free, totally free pilot project, and we have chosen the Pondicherry. Pondicherry is the union territory of India, one of the union territory governments. It is a small place, earlier ruled by a French government, and it is located in the southernmost part of India. And this small Pondicherry was chosen to be the first pilot to be run in a free model, free platform. Like, everybody can contribute to whatever extent. It could be smart meters, it could be the servers, it could be the smart devices which are used in the distribution systems. And many companies, ABB, GE, and small companies, indigenous fellows, everybody came forward and they contributed. And I'm proud and I'm happy for Power Grid has chosen me to be the project in charge for that first pilot project, which further paved off to another 14 pilots across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And now another 20 are taking shape. And today's reality is they have chosen 20 smart cities itself across India now. And I feel that this is giving a lot of entrepreneurship opportunities also too, because a lot of ingredients are there in the smart grid. As I say, every technology, every discipline of engineering has to contribute for the success of smart grid.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big challenge. And right from, you know, education activities to the socialists who oppose the smart grids, you have to go everywhere and teach them, learn them, implement them, and pilot it.
And I think
it's a great challenge, and we could achieve a successful project in Pondicherry. I'm proud to be the first person and could finish in 2.5 years the first project of smart grid in Pondicherry.
Yeah, I honestly feel humbled to be in your presence, Ramakrishna. You mentioned that, I guess, IEEE has had an important role in shaping your career and where you are, and it's worked alongside your career to get you to the place we are today. Obviously, Ramakrishna, you're heavily involved as IEEE Region 10 Director, representing a lot of our young professionals globally and within our region itself. What would you say would be one of your biggest challenges that you've had to face, just say, in an IEEE spectrum?
Young professionals, handling them itself is a big challenge.
Yes.
Because of the diversified interests.
Correct.
And diversified motives, you know. They have a lot of drive is there in these youngsters. And we have to inculcate values into that. Through the IEEE, the technology values is embedded, I feel. And IEEE is helping them to pave their career in a brighter way for all future opportunities, I feel. But regarding the Region 10, Asia-Pacific, you know that it is vastly spread and
mm-hmm.
several countries are there with different cultures, different expectations, different resources, and different ways of learning things. So handling these guys is the biggest task.
A very diverse group.
Very tough.
Yes.
And I feel that, you know, we have been trying with a lot of youngsters to take the lead and bring all these youngsters together to one place so that things can be shaped in the proper way.
Mm.
But I think, you know, what I personally feel is they need to get engaged more. First, we have to identify the probable and interested persons, try to contact them, contact in many ways. Contact is just not a personal contact or writing mails and all. Okay, maybe the face-to-face is the best option where it is possible. And through that, you can know the interests of the individuals, bring them to a correct platform and engage them and enroll them for delivering for the IEEE opportunities.
Absolutely. No, that's valuable advice that I guess all our young professionals should be taking on board. He's a recipient, Ramakrishna, of the 2014 IEEE MGA Innovation Award. And as part of that, what advice could you offer students and young professionals aspiring for a successful career in the field that you've worked so hard to get to?
Yeah, I think you should always look for the new things to happen in the life for the youngsters, I feel.
Mm.
And the world is changing very, very dynamically. And it's for them how to adapt to the changing situation and scenario and learn the emerging technologies, embrace them to deliver the best to the world around them. For this, I feel they should not miss any opportunity given by IEEE sort of platforms. For example, the Innovation Award I got, it is just not meant for me, it is for the youngsters itself, because the project taken up is itself is called the All IEEE Young Professionals Humanitarian Challenge, in which we seek proposal from the youngsters, starting from the graduate students up to the age of 35, where the IEEE allows them to call as young professionals, ask them to submit some project proposals which are meant for the humanitarian causes, and those are evaluated by the jury, again drawn from the multiple member, non-member groups of the IEEE across the globe. And from these, we shortlist a few projects, say around 20 or so, and we fund them with $500 per project and give them some time with a mentoring opportunity. This mentoring opportunity is the unique thing where the mentor-mentee connection for the particular field of interest in which the project is involved is given to the project participants with the mentees, again spread across the world with their eminent experiences like that. And this opportunity gets people connected, volunteer, work as jury or work as mentors, and they bring them together as one platform of unity, working for advancing technologies for a better tomorrow. This is what is done. I think no young professional should miss this opportunity and try to get along or embrace the things, whatever that comes into the way like this. And that's what I can say.
Yeah. You mentioned opportunities, and I think it's very important. And I guess 2016 offers an exciting opportunity, especially for all Region 10 members and Region 10 itself. Region 10 and its young professionals in 2016, what do you have to, I guess, let us know in what's being involved and what's here for 2016 that we can, I guess, not become excited about, but what are some of the initiatives that are upcoming in 2016 that you can share with our audience today?
So in 2016, the initiatives, some are left what we try to complete in 2015, we carry forward, and the new initiatives, they all include, you know, one of the major things is I formed an ad hoc committee to work upon the entrepreneurship opportunities, the innovation and the internship, as well as skill development for the young professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And the committee is consisting of about 10 members of the core committee, and we do have a lot of youngsters involved in this, in the subcommittees, and spread across all the Region 10. And we definitely have a lot of support from the IEEE headquarters, as well as the IEEE Global MGA of the young professionals. And I foresee a lot of pilots going to come up in Region 10 in this 2016 for them.
I hear there's a special birthday or anniversary coming up for Region 10. Can you explain? Can you go through a little bit about what we can look forward to there?
I am proud to be again a Region 10 director during this time when the 50-year celebration, the Golden Jubilee, starting in 2016, and with a big bang with the young professionals, student, and WIE Congress, we are going to have it on the 24, 25, 26, 27 of August in Bangalore city of India. And I expect at least half the board and half the TAB, that is Technical Activities Board of IEEE, going to participate in this with concentration of around 1,000 plus senior technocrats and bureaucrats from the India, majority of them, and spread across other parts of the region, are going to participate in this. and it's going to be a gala evening, I think. And I feel that, you know, such events will bring together all the young professionals. They'll get inspired, and they'll inspire other student members as well, I know. And this is an opportunity we have to celebrate, and I hope you all will come together for the year-long celebrations ending in 2017 at the Sydney with the Sections Congress. Outside US and Region 10, it is the first opportunity being celebrated as a Students Congress, and a lot of things are going to happen there. Please wait for the news later.
Oh, well, I'm very excited. I've actually got my bags packed. I'm that excited already. Thank you, Ramakrishna. It's been an absolute privilege and honour to sit down with you, have a few...
One more thing where I'm trying to get for the young professionals is we should have the ICE. ICE is I-C-E.
I-C-E.
Identify the people or the young professionals. C is contact them, and E is engage them. For this, I started last year on my project a mobile app, because the young professionals today, they don't look at the emails.
No.
They look at only the mobiles. So mobile app is there now, already developed. It's the beta version is ready in Region 10. And we are going to tie up with the VTools. So a member, an young professional, travels anywhere across Region 10. He will be able to know what are the activities happening around his place of visit. This is what, and most likely in a couple of months, the first pilot version will be launched. And we are having this dialogue with the IT group of headquarters, and they're helping us. And this is the most important thing what we want to achieve, to get connected with the young professionals through a mobile app and try to engage them to in all our endeavors. Thanks for the opportunity and participation, young guys.
And as I said, thank you again, Ramakrishna. Young professionals, you can check out our latest podcasts online at our website at IEEE Impact. We'll have more exciting interviews and announcements coming for you shortly. Until then, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. I hope.